1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 27 degrees under cloudy skies. We'll be dry the rest of the Thursday, but overnight could get very slick. We'll have more details in a few moments. Firefighters from the Howards Grove, Ada, and Haven units were called to the scene of a house fire this morning. It occurred on County MM between Belgian and Meadowlark Road, a few miles northwest of Howards Grove. According to scanner reports, the call came in about 8:15 when a person inside the residence noticed burn marks on a ceiling and thought something was smoldering in the attic. Crews left the scene just before 10 a.m., We will update the story when more details become available. A Sheboygan man who terrorized his wife and five children over a period of years will be sentenced in Sheboygan County Court tomorrow. Mike Kinzel has more.
40-year-old Lau Jin had been facing 17 counts of child abuse and endangering safety, but in October, Jin withdrew an insanity plea and pled to four counts in a plea bargain. Authorities said the children, ranging in age from 6 to 14, told investigators how they were threatened with guns, forced to eat dust, being hung on a nail in the basement, and being shocked with a dog collar. Judge Timothy Van Akron will hand down the sentence during a hearing tomorrow morning. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
Milwaukee police were called early this morning after a surplus military hand grenade was found in a home on the city's north side. Police sent its hazardous devices unit to the house around 5 o'clock after getting a call about the grenade. Officers recovered it an hour later. They said it was an empty hull and was not a live explosive. No other information was immediately available. A security breach affecting people who shopped at Target. As Fox's Tanya J. Powers explains, shoppers were paying for the holiday gifts while thieves were swiping their credit and debit card information.
Folks are still rolling those red carts right on into the store. April just left Target with three big bags of stuff. She told me she's heard about the breach and says since she's a frequent Target shopper.
I actually kind of live in Target. Every week I'm in Target either buying home goods or clothes or items for the house.
Some 40 million accounts could be affected for customers who shopped in store between November 27th and December 15th.
The state Senate has begun a special session today, and Stevens Point Senator Julie Lassa is among Democrats who are likely to use the floor debate as a platform to criticize Governor Scott Walker's decision to extend Badger Care for some state residents.
Folks who are on Badger Care right now who are slated to lose that health insurance program gives them three additional months, but in order to pay for that, single adults who are low income would be delayed getting their health insurance for 3 months.
Democrats have consistently argued that Walker should have accepted federal money to expand Medicaid services in Wisconsin. Republicans, who passed the measure through the assembly earlier this month, have portrayed the action as something they're being forced to do by the failings of Obamacare. Some disappointing job numbers for Wisconsin based on the most recent figures from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Despite job growth at 1% in the 12-month period ending in June, the state's ranking fell from 32nd to 37th. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca said this is bad news for Wisconsin families.
It's the people of Wisconsin that are hurting, and I believe the legislature and the governor need to do far more. We have to be far more aggressive, far more creative, far more bold in what we're doing.
He said Governor Walker's decision to cut the amount of money going to worker training has left the state's workforce behind, along with citing a lack of creativity and boldness in putting people back to work. However, a recent study by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance found that job growth in the state since 2000 has stayed at the same slow level no matter if Democrats or Republicans are in control. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel said the blame belongs to an aging factory base, lack of entrepreneurs and venture capital for new high-tech firms, and fewer college-educated residents than other states. A family in Cudahy is out in the cold after a fire guts their house. John Meerdink has the story.
Jerry Joplin is doing whatever he can to help his family sort through the tragedy of losing their home so close to Christmas, but it's not easy.
I'm one of these people, I believe in decorating my house and making it a thing for the kids, and it deserves.
He and his family are recovering from that fire at a hotel. While they try to figure out what's next, Jerry says they're just grateful for the people reaching out to help.
My direct family and community has just been outrageous. I mean, you can't ask for more.
A threatening phone call and an ultimatum marks a new phone scam going around the country. State Consumer Protection Administrator Sandy Chalmers says it's an old scam with a new coat of paint.
It sounds very scary. They talk about a court order, and it's all a cleverly disguised scheme to part you from your money.
Chalmers says the correct response is to simply hang up. You can then report the call to the state. The latest Marinette Marine built ship splashed down in the Menominee River on the Wisconsin-Michigan border yesterday. Local, state, and national dignitaries gathered at the Marinette shipyard for the christening and launch of the USS Milwaukee. Governor Scott Walker praised Marinette Marine and what the shipbuilder means for the state's economy.
We appreciate the commitment of the federal government, the Department of Defense, and the Navy in particular to this area. It's why we've invested millions of dollars to help build the infrastructure here, to help with training here, to help build a center of excellence, because we understand with this kind of capital investment, you're going to see not just jobs, but well-paying careers.
The Milwaukee is the latest littoral combat ship built at Marinette Marine, and it is the fifth naval ship to be named for the largest city in Wisconsin. The National Weather Service has issued a freezing rain advisory for the counties of Sheboygan and Fond du Lac southward from 6 p.m. tonight until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Rain falling and freezing on the ground up to a tenth of an inch in accumulation is possible, so roads will be hazardous. Otherwise, a little bit of snow as well, possibly up to an inch of accumulation. For the rest of your Thursday, cloudy skies, high near 30, lows tonight near 25, high tomorrow near 28. Currently, we're at 27 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. News Time, 12:06.